Continent to Continent, February 27, 1996.
Welcome to another edition of Continent to Continent, an African Issues magazine here on KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM. I'm your host for this evening's program, Ron Wilkins, and tonight we want to present a very special program for African History Month, and I want to begin with the African historical calendar, but before going to that, I want to mention just a couple of things. One, there's a brother. His name is Hodge Womack. He's someone that is presently jailed in Atlanta. We understand that these charges have been trumped up. He's a very serious young brother that was extradited from the Midwest to Atlanta to stand trial. There are a number of activists in many parts of the country very concerned about what is happening with Hodge Womack, and you will hear more about him in the weeks and months to come. Also, I want to say, and I hope Jack Gray is listening, he's a brother that is confined here in the state of California, serving a life sentence, and you may recall that on a recent program, we talked about his plight. We also talked about the growing number of African and Latino inmates in the state. And we also heard from Jack Gray, even though he couldn't actually join us on the program. We had his brother in studio. We talked about his case, and we understand that the authorities removed him from his cell 5 minutes or so before this broadcast to prevent him from hearing the program and having an idea of the kind of support that he's getting on the outside. So we salute you, Brother Jack. We hope you're listening tonight. Okay, what I'd like to do now is begin with iAfrican historical calendar. And I should also point out that if you've got pencil and pen handy, you should take our phone number. It's 213-291-8459. Also, if you would like to get in touch with us, if it's not telephonically, you can do it by mail, and that is P.O. Box 43387, Los Angeles, California, 90043. Now for our African historical calendar. 1 February 1976, the Organization of African Unity extends Liberation Movement status to Polisario fighting for the independence of Western Sahara from Moroccan and Mauritanian colonialism. 1 February 1902, Joplin, Missouri, Langston Hughes is born. 1 February 1960, Greensboro, North Carolina. Four black students defiantly sit in at a whites-only lunch counter. Their actions led to the development of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. 2 February 1848, Mexico signs the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo following their defeat at the hands of an expansionist U.S. government. The entire Southwest is ceded under duress to the U.S. in return for a paltry $15 million. 2 February 1990, Pretoria, South Africa, F.W. de Klerk announces the unbanning of the African National Congress, the intention to release Nelson Mandela and other reforms. De Klerk's moves, while welcomed, were treated with skepticism since the state of emergency, the detention of political prisoners, the denial of one person, one vote, and other fascist practices remained in effect. 3 February 1969, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Eduardo Montlani, founder of Mozambique's Frelimo, is killed by a parcel bomb. 4 February 1961, Atlanta. SNCC, urges a southwide jail no bail campaign. 5 February 1967, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Socialism and self-reliance are charted as the new revolutionary path in Tanzania's Arusha Declaration. 6 February 1820, 88 Africans depart U.S. shores on the SS Mayflower. The survivors become the first to settle in Liberia, West Africa. 6 February 1945, Bob Marley, the revolutionary music artist, is born. 6 February 1973, the American Indian movement leaders demanding punishment for the murderers of Bad Heart Bull are viciously attacked by the sheriff in Custer, South Dakota. Bull's murder, the imposition of bogus tribal government, and growing indigenous resistance led to the FBI and U.S. Army siege at Wounded Knee. 7 February 1912, Edward Wilmot Blyden, the revolutionary Pan-Africanist, dies. 7 February 1986, Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier leads Haiti, ending the oppressive rule of the U.S.-backed family dynasty begun in 1957. A reactionary military clique immediately fills the vacuum. 8 February 1968, Orangeburg, South Carolina, four black students are killed and 50 others are wounded following a peaceful protest. The atrocity at South Carolina State College becomes known as the Orangeburg Massacre. 9 February 1922, Farana, Guinea, Ahmed Sekou Touré, leader of Guinea's revolution against French colonialism, is born. 9 February 1955, Guinea, Mbaye Camara is executed by colonialists during her eighth month of pregnancy in the village of Tondon. Her martyrdom is observed as the national day of the Guinean woman. 13 February 1976, Nigeria, General Murtala Muhammad, Nigeria's head of state, is assassinated during an abortive coup. Murtala Muhammad was an outspoken supporter of the MPLA and SWAPO. 14 February 1831, Vicente Ramon Guerrero, second president of Mexico, is executed. Guerrero was a national hero who successfully fought Spanish colonizers and liberated African slaves in the Mexican Republic. 14 February 1989, Britain, Salman Rushdie retreats into hiding after receiving a death sentence for blaspheming Islam in his racist novel, The Satanic Verses. I could go on. We've gone halfway through the African historical calendar. Hope you appreciated it. And also, again, if you've got pen and pencil handy, I want you to take some important information down that you will find useful as we make our way through tonight's program. Once again, I want to give out a phone number where you can contact Continent to Continent. It's 213-291-8459, and that's P.O. Box 43387, L.A., California. That's, and the zip code is 90043. Also, there's going to be an important community meeting that's going to be on Tuesday, March the 4th at 6 p.m., at 5462 Crenshaw. Again, that's on Tuesday. That's Tuesday, a week from tonight, 6 p.m., the 4th of March at 5462 Crenshaw. That's the Black Employees Association. What I want to talk about now is something that's very important in the ongoing struggle of African people to liberate ourselves, to put an end to injustice, to empower our communities, that there has been for some time a massive and relentless purge of African and progressive programmers on these airwaves. It's happened not just on Pacifica's airwaves, it's been happening throughout the country, but it's something that concerns many of us deeply. And we have tonight in studio a number of guests, and I'm just going to introduce them. First, Dedan Kimathi,
Hotep,
also known as Ken Carr, who was the host and producer of Freedom Now. We also have Sister Nzinga.
Hotep.
All right. We also have Brother Stainu.
Hotep.
Okay. And Brother Ruben Lizardo, who is a former chair of the station board here at KPFK. And what we want to talk about is the racist programming and employment structure in this station and Pacifica Radio's censorship and swing toward the political right. It's a discussion that has to take place. Frankly, there is a dearth of African programmers at this station. Programmers have been driven out. They've been banned. And I know this conversation, this discussion sounds unusual, and we might lose the signal at any moment. And so that is why I'm giving out notice of a community meeting, which, again, will take place on Tuesday at 6 p.m. at 5462 Crenshaw. That's this coming Tuesday, a week from tonight. And it's going to be a most important meeting. For more information, you can call us at 291-8459. Silence is complicity, and it would be unconscionable for Continent to Continent to go on when there's hardly any other African programming on this station, not to mention programming for people of color. So there's an obligation to this audience, and despite this gag rule that Pacifica has forbidding programmers from airing dirty laundry, it is past time that the rules of engagement be changed in favor of those countries which need Pacifica most and whose struggles built Pacifica. Pacifica's reputation was built on the anti-racist, anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist, and resistance struggles of primarily people of color domestically and internationally. And therefore, we have a right, based on many years of labor put into Pacifica, including this station, which is one of five, and Pacifica's exploitation of our exploitation, which is to say that over the years, the programs that have elicited the greatest response and donations from listeners have focused on the struggles of the Black Liberation Movement, indigenous resistance, anti-colonial struggles, etc. So it's either plantation radio or liberation radio. It's controlled speech or free speech. And so tonight we want to talk about it. And we also would invite the station's manager, should he choose, maybe to even join us. I think he may be here on the premises. So we've got a participatory audience here, and we want to hear from you as well. We've also got online with us, and I'm going to ask them to join us. We have Mariah Gilardin in San Francisco. Let me see who's on this line. Good evening. Welcome to Continent to Continent.
Good evening. It's great to be here.
Okay, Mariah.
Hello to everybody in
the
studio.
Hang on one sec. Just stay with us. Also, good evening, Jackie Batiste.
Yes. Hi, this is Jacqueline from Houston.
Right, in Houston.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to talk about this network nationwide and what has happened to our people, what has happened to our opportunities to program. Have we built something that we no longer recognize and it is not serving the interests of our communities? Just what do we have? So we've got you two online with us. I want to start, though, in the studio with some comments, maybe Brother Dida.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you, Brother Ron, and tradition of our ancestors, our revolutionary ancestors, for taking a stand, which will probably cause a lot of turmoil in your life as a radio programmer. I think, number one, as a former programmer at KPFK, as my analysis, also having been chairman of the board for 4 years, member of the local board for 12 years, and on a national board, so I understand clearly the Pacifica system and KPFK, that in fact there has been a conscious effort to purge from the air African and Latino programmers who reflect grassroots political and cultural organizations in the community. This is a response to the rebellion that occurred in Los Angeles, in which case they had to come up with identifying what were the sparks that caused the consciousness of the people to rise against not only the judicial system, but against American capitalism. And clearly, within the framework of the gang truce, the leaders that brought together the gangs have been, in fact, incarcerated and put back in a penitentiary. Within the framework of the media, the programmers at KPFK, in fact, represented a spark of consciousness to continue to put forth progressive programming, programmers like Craig Coulin, myself, among others. Specifically, though, it's interesting that when the FCC and the right moves against people like George Carlin or programmers like the Jerkers, in fact, they defend those kind of programmers. But when it comes to African programmers, you find, in fact, there's no defense for African programmers. In particular, Congressman Heflin and ADL made a move against Freedom Now, the program I was involved with, and in fact, there was no defense on behalf of Pacifica to defend ourselves from the radical right. My crime was making a statement that Christianity was used to enslave African people and genocide against Native American people. Even the Pope of the Catholic Church in a recent encyclical documented and apologized to indigenous people in this hemisphere for the crime of genocide that the Catholic Church was involved with. Having been a Catholic, gone to Catholic schools, in fact, this is the position that we take as progressive people. I'd like to pass the mic on.
Okay, Brother Osteno, and I should point out that you were taken off the air. There was a process that was simply not followed, and we want to talk about that, but go ahead, Osteno.
Yeah, Hotep. My name is Osteno, and I was a guest host, a frequent guest on the Family Tree program, as well as Freedom Now. I work with an organization that deals with the media, and I was on the air several times to deal with issues regarding the media, and several times I guest hosted on Family Tree and Freedom Now dealing with issues such as the ADL spy story, the story in which they were spying on several organizations in the community, as well as situations dealing with Geronimo Pratt and Julius Butler, First AME Church. And so for reasons based upon that, I was taken off the air as well.
Okay. All right.
Hotep, I'm in Zynga. Yes. I'm back and I'm black. So I want to thank you, Brother Ron, for having us in the studio this evening. I don't know why I was taken off the air, so I'm just kind of sitting here to say, greetings to the listening audience for supporting Hotep in its efforts to reclaim our history through research and to enlighten our people through education. We also sought to inspire our people through science and spiritual development, and we will always continue to raise our consciousness through creative productions. So it is indeed a pleasure that we're here in Black History Month to celebrate ourselves and our accomplishments. And I'm a firm believer that we, in fact, are at war, so I'm not surprised at what the enemy would do in order to attack us and to really suppress truth, because that's what the fight is about. It's about the truth. And I think what we see, not just here at KPFK, but other stations as well, there's this all-out war to stop the sound of truth from even being put on the airwaves. And so we have a right and a responsibility to not only defend our people, but we have to define what our people are about. I think one of the things that Los Angeles and America woke up and saw is that black people and white people do not think alike. We do not think alike, and we have a right to have our own critical thoughts and be independent thinkers and builders for our own survival. And beyond survival, we need to start looking at development. And so hopefully the day will come where we will have our own radio stations, where we will, in fact, speak the truth and do the truth. And so I applaud you, Ron, for the courage to come before the audience, to let the audience know that we're still here, we're still strong, and for additional information, you just keep on keeping on, keep on being African, and keep on doing what is right. So in the spirit of our ancestors, I say Hotep, which means peace, and from the hood, I say increase the peace.
Sure.
Thank you, sister, and we certainly salute you as well. Brother Ruben Lizardo.
I just want to add a couple things. First of all, I want to thank you also for taking the stand that you're taking, but also to acknowledge not just the Freedom Now folks, but also the people from Family Tree who were mentioned and were taken out through the same process. And I just want to say a couple things as a former board member and board chair of the KPFK Advisory Board was that the listeners need to know that we investigated through the normal procedures of KPFK and Pacifica the grievances of the programmers, two of which are on here tonight, and we found in favor of the programmers. And we sent that word up to the management and up to the national board, and they decided to actually go against their regular procedures and, in fact, overruled us when there was a grievance committee made up of a board member, a staff person, and a volunteer, and this is part of their own rules that they've submitted to the FCC to be part of. Public radio, and so we found actually that no violations of either FCC rules or KPFK or Pacifica guidelines had been violated by the programmers who've been summarily dismissed by orders of the National Executive Director, Pat Scott. And with that, I want to also say that I think that part of what's going on here is that KPFK is like a lot of institutions that, as Ron has mentioned, have come out of a struggle, and there's particular uneasiness on the part of particularly white liberals and the white left that has found it almost impossible to give up leadership to people of color, mm-hmm. and that it's a real crisis in the community, not just for people of color, but also for the white left. And I appeal to people in the white left to begin to put their people, their leadership on point and challenge people to begin to do the tough work internally that needs to be done in order to cooperate in terms of a struggle against the real enemies. And I would point out that the problems that the so-called Republican Party is having with Pat Buchanan is mainly due to the fact that the white left and the white liberal community has tended to focus on the problems of the black community or the Chicano community, the Asian community, and hasn't done a very good job of reaching the disenfranchised and the people in the white community who basically facing a lot of trouble in the United States.
Well stated.
I understand. I see the manager in Master Control. Maybe he may want to join us. I'm sure you can hear our signal. Once again, we want listeners to join us a little later into the program. We've got an hour. I don't know if the manager will be joining us, but let's, for the moment, let's go to...
Hello?
Feminist Magazine brings you education, information, and controversy on the air. Feminist Magazine offers you diverse women's voices on the air. Feminist Magazine is women taking their power on the air. Listen to Feminist Magazine every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m., including your women's calendar. Right here on KPFK Los Angeles 90.7 FM. Feminist radio for all of Southern California.
Continent to Continent, February 27, 1996.